The light was falling away to evening as Severian left the Hab tenement. He moved through narrow streets taken by decay, avoiding the thoroughfares and arteries of the petitioner's city. Every junction would have a complement of soldiers stationed at its corners and rooftops. A lone wolf, he owned the silence and made the shadows his own. There were few people abroad in these narrow alleyways, only the occasional footpad or lost soul, and they wisely kept out of his way. He did not kill as he went. A body was a trail, but a frightened man kept his own counsel. The heavy-handed approach of the soldiers sweeping the streets was working in Severian's favor. Word of the Black Sentinel's brutal search tactics had spread quickly, and now no one was admitting to anything. They had no clue where he was heading. The villa of the Emperor's War Mason was a shining bauble atop the granite scarp above the Temple of Woe. Severian's route had taken him in a looping course away from his pursuers and back around to where he had begun, ready to climb that cliff to where the War Mason kept his orbit-capable flyer. Vadok Singh, like many of his gene-bred bloodline, favored elevated positions from which to observe his works. And it was from here that Severian would begin his journey back to his legion. To prove the falsehood of the accusations leveled against his Primarch, or to call him to account for his crimes. Severian paused at an irregular confluence of narrow streets. He pressed himself to the wall as he heard the tramp of booted feet from his left. Muffled voices echoed with a curious metallic quality from the walls, and Severian picked out five speakers. A combat squad, which meant there was likely another one nearby. Severian crouched like a runner, awaiting the starting pistol, and closed his eyes, letting his hearing take up the sensory slack. There, behind him, moving through the building to his rear. They moved carefully, which meant they knew he was nearby.
Request immediate backup.
Moisture dripped from above, and Severian looked up to see a young girl leaning from a scaffolded trellis, dressed in a simple green shift with a red flower pinned to her breast. She saw him and waved. Severian watched the play of muscles around her mouth and knew she was about to call out to him. His hand closed on a sharp-edged rock. He could put it through her skull before she spoke, angling his throw so she would fall back into her dwelling. Instead, he lifted a finger to his lips and shook his head. He saw panic in her eyes as she retreated into the building and shook his head in disbelief. Legion warriors were avatars of battle, but when had they become figures of fear to human beings? He remembered the cheering multitudes at the expeditionary fields as the marching hosts of space marines had left for a life of war. The crowds had laughed and cheered them, but those days were gone. Now, they were murderous killers. Savage weapons that could turn and blood their creators as easily as their foes. The spaces between the buildings were hung with wet sheets, like the battle flags won by the Legion in its earliest days. The reclamation of the asteroid belt, the taking of the outer planets, and the first push out into wilderness space. How many more victory banners were now hung in the Museum of Conquest aboard the Vengeful Spirit? What glories had passed Severian by as he rotted on Terra, as little more than a figurehead of wars he would never fight? He let out a soft sigh, forcing down the random jumping of his thoughts when there was killing in the offing. He calculated the distance between him and the first man in the approaching squad. Severian counted down until a booted foot and the wavering barrel of a carbine appeared around the corner. He swung out, keeping the Black Sentinel's body between him and the rest of the squad. A pistoning jab crushed the man's skull. He spun around the falling body, going low and swinging his leg out in a scything sweep that felled the two soldiers behind him. They dropped, and Severian slammed his fists against their chests, smashing their ribs down through their lungs and stealing the air from their screams. He sprang forwards and chopped his hands out, hard left, hard right. The two soldiers bringing up the rear of the squad toppled, their necks broken cleanly. Severian heard the bark of urgent voices and the vox beads clipped to their helmets. He lifted one of the tiny voice units to his mouth.
Five dead and counting. Who wants to be number six?